To Ukraine now, where at least 23 people have been killed in a missile strike near the southern city of Zaporizhia. The regional governor says the missile hit a convoy of civilian vehicles in the outskirts of the city. Both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other for the attack. We're live in the Russian capital with Mohammed Val, but first, let's go straight to Hoda Abdelhamid, who's just outside that city of Zaporizhia. Hoda, what more can you tell us about this strike and reports civilians were killed?
Well, actually, the local authorities here in Zaporizhia are saying that the number of dead now has reached 24. Now, we know this checkpoint very well because it's the area where really the people escaping or running away from occupied areas like Kherson, as far as Lugansk, and the southern part of Zaporizhia, which is under the hands of the Russians now, come out from. It is also the same route that humanitarian aids try to go in from. Family members who are here, who are going back to get relatives who are still stuck on the other side. So it is a very known transit point, really, for anyone who is coming out of the Russian-occupied area. Now, this was a very heavy night here in Zaporizhia. There were at least 19 airstrikes. Certainly, it's been on the increase on a daily basis. We've been monitoring that for the past week or so. This is the part of the region that is not under Russian control. It did not take part in the referendum. Yet, with this referendum, Zaporizhia would have become part of Russia. So people here are on edge.
All right. Thank you very much for the update, Hoda Abdelhamid, in Ukraine city of Zaporizhia. Thank you. Let's go across to Mohammed Val now, who's live for us in Moscow. Mohammed, we've been hearing that Russia is set to formally annex four areas of Ukraine. How is Vladimir Putin planning to mark this occasion?
Yes, Emily, preparations are going on for a big celebration, both inside the Kremlin, an official one, and a public one, in the Red Square. Yesterday, the leaders of the four breakaway regions of eastern and southern Ukraine arrived in Moscow. And in the afternoon, President Vladimir Putin issued a decree recognizing the independence of Zaporizhia and Kherson. That's a preliminary step to depict what's going on, what's going to happen today as a treaty between sovereign entities. So Zaporizhia and Kherson are considered in the eyes of Moscow as independent, and now they have the right to sign a treaty to unify, for unification with the Russian Federation. And that's what's going to happen in about 3 hours from now inside the Kremlin, whereby this unification will be sealed, signed, and that's in the presence of parliament members and members of the cabinet. And after that, President Putin is set to deliver what's described here as a historic speech to the nation to officially announce the reunification of, in the Russian terms, the reunification of Russia.
All right, thank you very much for that update and Moscow's perspective. Mohammed Val, live for us there.